The Outer Limits, 1963, Season 1, Episode 12. The Borderland. Thunder crashes. Vacuum cleaner starts. High-pitched groaning. Creaking man. There's nothing wrong with the television set. Do not attempt just the picture. We're controlling transmission. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. We change the focus to soft blur, shoving it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly. Continue. We will control all you see and hear. About to participate in a great adventure. About to experience the oral mystery. It reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits. Man, his name is Warren Edgar Morley. 6 months he guarded this gate from 8 in the morning to 6 at night, at which time he was placed by another just like himself. These are the last few moments of his life. Stu, the kids aren't too friendly here. Let's not move in. Name, address, positive identification. Reason for laundry? I'm Stuart Peters. Professor Stuart Peters. We're in work here tomorrow. We just drove across the country, my brother and I. We haven't found a place to live. Professor can't wait to get a look. Oh, okay, but look fast. Nobody's allowed to hang about around here. Hey, have you got a cigarette? Yes, thanks. I didn't tell. Didn't say anything. Please, don't. Please don't. I don't betray you. I didn't. Miss Gabby Christian. You don't know me. You probably have a dinner date. But you have a mutual friend in Kingston, New York, whose name is no importance. But he says he'll call you the moment I arrive in L.A. Harvey Miller. You went to school with your brother. Well, I'm not as young as I sound, Miss Christian. Anyway, I think old. No, only because I haven't met the right girl yet. Thus, I will be the most happy to marry you, Miss Christian. If it turns out you're the right girl, we are married haste. Lars, meanwhile, shall we paint in the afternoon advance over luxury dinner? All right, 8:30, a Riddick coffee house. You recognize me. I'll be wearing you in my heart. What did I do now? Where did you get these? Oh, are they mine? You took them out of your pocket and threw them at me. They're not mine. Think hard, okay? I think hard. A guard gave them to me. Read inside. Don't come back. Doomed. It must have been meant for you, friend. Says I marry Miss Christian. Can then be caught dead wearing a place like N-O-C-O. You treat everything like a machine in a doctor's office. Yeah, you know what's worrying me? Stu, no joy. What is worrying you? Miss Christian, I never told her my name. She's having dinner with a man she's never met. Doesn't mind me to say my name. This is my your mind? If I stay out late, no. All right, sure, some brothers give you all. One of the guards gave me this, Professor Peters. Stuart, the one at the main gate. Miss Cessier, get me to the main gate once, please. He's not here today. Never mind, there's a new guard on duty today. A problem here at N-O-C-O, Professor Peters. We're slaves to it. We've accepted your application. First 6 months, incidentally, because we believe it to be one of your new, fresh young physicists, be able to help us with our problem. I'm very glad you don't take this message as seriously. Well, I didn't say that. Yet you turn over here, bright and early in the job, doomed or not. Will you talk to the guard that was doing to you yesterday? In responding to our interests, you started saying you were not married and there are no other dependents, right? Yet you came west. Well, you've actually believed to send a young brother. Didn't plan to have him come along. Thought separating would be good for him. But he hates being on his own, so he dropped out of school. How old is he? 20. I couldn't refuse and make him stay. We had no parents or other relatives. He's given to practical joking. As a matter of fact, he's human, fairly immature. He's going out scribbling back on boxes. Wouldn't be his style. You got a report to Professor Leiden. So I hear. Yes, arrange it myself. Professor, could use someone with a fresh approach. Intercom buzzes, yes. Todd Block is bringing in a new man. Professor Linden, a new co-graduate, Professor Stuart Peters. I hope I'll be able to help you with your problem. I have told him he is a slave to problem, grotesque contortions. No more than that, just enough to whet his appetite. I say welcome. Show him a bit, Stephanie. Tell him rules, strict rules. Don't sound so strict when they come through the lips of a beautiful woman. Well, Des, shall I call you Professor Linden? Is it all right? It's right, yes, fine. Forgive me, Professor Peters. I got in the habit of not answering questions. Question for interpretation. We're all getting used to doing computers to answering for us. Well, shall we get started? Professor Linden, Stephanie. What is it? What is the problem? The block? The misplaced sense of word value. Not an ordinary problem. But it isn't a grotesque either. No, merely insoluble. They're kind of hope to specialise in when I grow up. When I said you've already created quite stirring, so insoluble, making fools out of foolish lawmakers. Well, all but one, nature. Perhaps because nature doesn't make foolish laws. Well, I'll show you around, Stephanie. Problem? We have to find a way to break or change the conservation of energy law. Oh, well, don't think we'll succeed? Law states that energy can be changed in form, can neither be created nor destroyed, but to find a way to create it. Might it be easier to destroy it? No, we tried, we can't. Really have to get started now, Professor. Stuart, come ahead. I'll be with you in a moment, Stuart. Stephanie, Professor Linden, Stephanie. Beach Audible, knock at the door. Who is it? Woman, a witch, let me in. I think I'm being followed. Lots, hello, hey. You mad at me? What for, knocking on your door? No. Where you been all day? I was asleep. All day? You know, I enjoyed dinner last night. Thought I'd enjoy it again tonight, if it were you and me. Joey, what's wrong? Ever sleep during the day? And I ever sleep during the daytime? Did you sneak by the desk just now? No, I waited by. Clark was on the telephone. Did you see her? Of course not. Clark's never seen witches, I'm sorry. Not in the mood for seductive humour. It means that just anyone can come to this door. Gary, do you know what I think? I think something malevolent is going on here. Malevolent? I don't like that word. When I came back from here this morning of apartment hunting, smelled something sweet, something deadly sweet. I had a feeling someone was in this room. But I just had to lie down. Something sweet, deadly sweet. I slept with them just a few minutes ago. While I was asleep, somebody cleaned up the room. Maid, no, not the maid. He said the maid didn't get here today. Your brother? I don't think you'd come in without waking me. Hey, I'm sorry, Lars. Why? Lars, like you said, I was the first guy who hadn't poured neurosis over you. Here I am doing that. There's nothing neurotic about smelling something dead sweet in the air. It's just plain spooky. You're not really neurotic, are you? This summer I was 8, I looked out beach house window during a storm and watched our boat get thrashed against the rocks. My father was in it. So was my mother. Stuart was always at school. He was always at school when we came back from the funeral. He asked me how come I hadn't gone sailing with mum and dad. I told the truth. I had done something wrong. And dad was punishing me. I always had feelings Stuart meant I should have been in the boat with them. I stayed with Stuart as much as I can. I even dropped at school to come out here with him. Any time I feel he didn't mean that when I was with him. He looks at me, that nice smile. It took a long time. Some people have a long time dying. Stephanie, I'm wrong, right? So I did. He seems interested in our problem. So yes, you must get over this room. Prejudice for death, Stephanie. For you hate death is foolish. As for life, it's to hate life. I know you should be grateful to me, Stephanie. Because of me, you face the most terrible experience of all gone over with. You must rise above business and try to enjoy the life I've given you. You, I, the help of science, of course. Phone rings, Professor Linden here. Dr. Block, sorry to disturb you, but it is a young man insisting whoever works here. Professor Stuart Peters. I can't seem to find his name in the directory. Oh, I see, sure thing. Goodbye. So today, it's his name, not here. There, can I see him? Went with the crew to spectrum generators north of the valley. When we're back, Dr. Block said it in a week, maybe more. Can I call to Dr. Block? No, what did you talk to do? You and lady ought to scoop down in her name, go dancing. She's got nice legs, girls, nice legs. Ought to be seen the dance floor. Come on, Jory. I don't mean anything improper. I want to talk to Dr. Blunt. Get out. I don't want to start anything. You ring him and tell him I want to talk to him. Now, you know why a big man won't talk on a little boy? Don't push me too hard. I don't like depending on these. Phone rings, main gate. Yes, sir. He went away. No, sir. No trouble at all. I told him that he said and he last left. Good night, Mr. Dr. Block. Walter running stew. Didn't hear you come in. How are you, Jory? You don't look glad to see me, Stew. I've been worried. Taking care of yourself? It's almost a week now. I thought you cool. I was involved in an experiment in the lab. You couldn't understand. I slept the net in the lab. Don't you think you'd be worried? I told someone to call you. Didn't someone call him? Call? No, no messages. I thought you went up north or something. Tab's going to run over. Flow increases too. The energy, creation of energy. According to natural law, it can't be created, destroyed, only changing form. Trying to break the law. We need more energy than we can legally and scientifically get our hands on. The time goes on, you're needing more and more. I warned you, wouldn't understand. This girl, Gabby, she thinks I ought to go back to school. So do I, Gory. She's out of mind about me, naturally. I thought I'd try to enroll. University, you know, Gory. Go back to Kingston. Why? Well, it means my job. How's that, Stu? One of the conditions, no dependence. Yes, a kid better. Not depending on you, aren't you? Not as much as you are. No one can but you. But I know I noticed. You, Stu, look, Gory. You're past the point where boys are required to become men. Don't want you to lean on me anymore. Make your own decisions. Gee, couldn't we be friends? I'm serious, Gory. Yeah, no, I'll leave it today, Dory. I'm moving to the central anyway. I've got a girl there, Chris Joe. A girl's in Kingston. Not this one. This one knows I'm apparently wealthy. Loves me anyway. I'm pretty wealthy. I can live any place I please. Get out, Gory. Pack up and leave. What is it, Joe? I want you to go, that's all. Well, I asked you. Sorry, you think that. I suppose it's easier when you're facing the truth. Tell me the truth, I'll face it. Tired of you hanging on to me. Tired of telling you it's all right after those nightmares. Tired of pretending you're funny when you're a terrified little boy with a broken heart. It's time you grew up and felt like a man. Get out, Gory. Dory, where's the last time I hit you? You never hit me. Well, I feel like hitting you now. Be a real man, Gory. Not a pair of fists. Too much. Pack up, Gory. Not. What's that? Never mind. No, Stew. I'm going to hit him. He must have thought I was. He's going to pull away. He slipped back. He exploded. Something exploded. I went to the water and I pulled him out. He was dead. Just like that. He was dead. And they'd taken him away. I'm Detective Stewart Thomas Chirello, Mr. Peters. You didn't push him, did you? No, I didn't push him. Water is in the tub was for you. Yeah, I was going to take a bath. What happened, Stu? Gory thinks the mechanism was effective. Water should be a cause, a short circuit. What mechanism? That thing strapped his chest, a cardiac pacemaker. Don't you know you want one? Did you know what it is? It's an electric long-term battery control unit. Sends electrical shocks rapidly. Heart muscle. Maintains a beat that means normal life for people who otherwise would be dead. Why would he need that? He never had any heart trouble. Hasn't he been in hospital recently? No, the operation had to be performed. Attachment inserted in the chest cavity. I know more of the autopsy. I say he'd been operating last month. Possible I've been with him every day. Every day? No. Except for a week. They came out here a week ago. Didn't he come back home? To the motel, I mean? Not for about a week. Where was he? I don't know. Went to the centre. He said he'd gone on a field trip up north. He said he ate and slept in the lab. I don't know. Just keep thinking a minute. I wake up scream. Can't you tell him later? Where is he? The centre? What is it? NOCO, the Energy Research Commission. NOCO? I'd like to talk to you Mr. Peters. Where did you take Stu, Jory? No, I hate this. Somebody dies who you thought will be there forever. They just come and take him. You don't know where. Where is he going? Where is he going that I can't go to? Your body be in the country hospital to touch to be performed. Any mortuary call for his body, please. I always found it a bit best, miss. Nobody has to take somebody who's going to have a face in the morning, Miss Peters. They help with the disposition of your brother's body. I'd like to see you in my office about 10. Where's your office? Police headquarters, Mr. Squadron. To all be guilty when you hear you are the police headquarters is. Only an innocent. He wants to ask you about Professor Stuart Peters. I heard he was killed in an accident. Will you excuse us? He worked here with you? Where he was your assistant, or was it you were his? He worked as equals. He passed being assistant. He's operated on here. Yes? Dr. Block performed the surgery. I thought you would lie to me, Miss Linden. Miss Linden? Why should I have lied? Suppose it wasn't a heart attack. Suppose it's some kind of distraction. Some firms avoid involvement. That sort of thing. Shocked by bad public relations, you know. But it was always a heart attack. Yes. You say that as though you didn't believe it. Cohen's report was funny, Professor. Cohen's report can never be said to be funny. Your visa and sister score as fresh as tomorrow morning milk. So I wish it had taken place when he came here. No one said he didn't. But he had to go complete physical before he went left Kingston, got him milk. Your own company insisted. Now, you've seen those records, Professor. Been in any better health? You've given him a smoothie show on television. Heart attack with just wasn't the car, Stuart Peters. Well, what do you deduce from that? Oh, this, said Mr. Arrow. Shock or fright, probably induced. Can cause a heart attack. Well, he was working right beside me when the attack came. Do you suppose I could be shock or frightened by anyone that to point death? Well, kind of work. You understand, probably not. But I just took around my own nose. To be accompanied by someone, not a bad security risk. I personally do not form and enforce security regulations or NOCO. Many obey them. You need higher permission than me, Dr. Blocks, your director in chief. I guess I'd rather talk to him then. If you like, Mr. Slarrow, Sean Slarrow. We all like our titles, Professor Dr. Block. He's not in his office right now. You find him in the pit, the energy chamber. You call it pit. Are you right? Of course. Come on, son. You look upset. What's the matter, son? What is it? I can't. Wait a minute. What is it? It's his name, Sorrow. Is that a Greek name? I don't know. He said around 10. Yeah, then in the morning. Grounds aside, first, there's a night to get through. We could go for a drive. Get away from me, Gabby. What was the name of the friend of yours, the one who told me to call me? I made it up. Did you really see my television shows? Yeah, I think so. What made you call me? Your legs. Your violin legs. Someone at NOCO. NORCO. Killed my brother, Gepsy. How did you get my number? Phone book. Can I borrow your car's drive? No, you just stay here. Are you going up there? Size? Yes, right. Bang. Get out. Why did you do that? Why did you close the door? Get out. What is this thing? That thing? Where did you get it from? It'll kill you. What made you do that? Who ordered you to do that? You'll kill me for doing this. It's Professor Black. It'll kill me again. Professor Black ordered you. No, he's not gonna. He wouldn't make you do anything. I'll take you out of here. Don't worry about me. I've already died once. Just go. Block, go. Well, have you seen it, Sergeant? What is it? Where does it come from? Pure energy, son. Pure and mesmerized power. The words of the clean woman who admittedly gave it life. It crawled out of the woodwork. You have to try to destroy it. Why would I want to do that? If I could, aren't you frightened of it? Sergeant learns to be afraid of things. He doesn't understand. A few members of my staff try to destroy it, but energy cannot be destroyed. So they decided to destroy me. No, we didn't. want to destroy you. Only protect yourselves. Simple heart surgery brought them to reason. One by one, terrified to death. One by one, I gave them back their lives. Lives they know their own only so long. So they do not cut off the power that makes heart beat. See, I can almost total control that energy force in here. I could easily suck the power out. Pacemaker like that, if I allowed it to. Are you insane? I wish you were here. Wish you were insane, or you fought for the people. But not insane, that worst obsessed, think of it. A small lifeless thing like a black bulb of dust, huddled against a black baseball dust's corner. Was it? Where does it come from? Why does it suddenly live? Where it's fed common energy? Questions like that are very interesting. It's there to be answered. But not only the cost of human life, the wonderful questions, but it's answered the cost of human life. Remember how we wondered about the atom bomb? Say clear, Sodom. You want to go back, Gabby? Do you? I don't know. I want to make a good... Let God let me in. Punch him up the mouth if I had to. But I can't decide if that's what I really want to do. I can't make decisions, Gabby. It's hard to make. Well, Stu's gone. I have to learn now. I have to wait here. Go ahead. Don't help me. I'm sorry. Debbie groans. Don't want to do that. It's right to kill. Don't want to do that. It's not. Isn't right to kill. I couldn't leave him. When he first appeared, he looked at the scientist's wood. Curious, fighting even. But he was sure. We were all sure it could be controlled, studied. But as control slipped out even for a second, it would kill. It was loose. It would kill mindlessly, discriminately. So he tried to destroy it. But he didn't want it destroyed. He said it was his discovery. He said it was his... He was sold a mystery of it. Every man wants to be the one before a mystery before he dies. He locked it. No. I don't know what suggest tanks. No. Destroy it with guns. It's goon. Any form of energy. What? Long as we stay in the dark, we're safe. No hero, no way. Can we destroy it? We have control it. Wait a minute. Whoa. Just go in the pit. How? The pit has its own generators. Cut off our power, everyone else. It'll go back to the pit. Cut off the power in this area quick. I kill as much as I can from the area in here. What is it? What's the matter? Taking the power is under control for the moment. Man, there's a conservation energy law. Principle states that energy can be changed in form, can be either created or destroyed. This is true of all energy. Energy, a genius of madness, a heartless of the atom. Must be lived with. It must be controlled, channeled for good, held isolated from evil, and somehow lived in with peacefully. We now return to control intelligence set. See you till next week. Same time, we took control voice. Take you to the outer limits.